leaves us from the Mishnah that the Chmamin are what? So what kind of Kiddush does Rabbi Yochanan tell us? This is implicit in the Mishnah of a Mafkish Nekevu at Pisrei. So here actually the story, and then Moche Yobi Bidomo Shlomi. But this behemoth itself, without him falling in bread, so he's not going from. He's not going from. So it's a raya that. So it's a raya that yeish dicho. And the Gemara points it out in Pesachim. Yeish reima. We should be grouped in the very pastor in Christus. The Kriege Boren, Shinem de Nechoye de Rabon, whether there is Dichu Babalechai, or there is no Dichu Babalechai. So, this Maize Diva Amoroi. So that's why he mentions that Rabbi Yechanan holds like the Rabon of Shinem de Nechoye, that there is Dichu Babalechai. The Yeshu is Mea. A mile in Poly, how low did a Yeche? Yeche in Poly. You say to this, how low did a Yeshi? The Oma Mitam in Yidosh, Oshia, she if he came to Sosi. The Henny, Poly Mitri, and now we have to look up the more in Christus. It's impossible to understand. Not for friends. Oma Rabesh. The last line of time in the page. Omar Abreza, Omar Abesh, Omar Abeloza, Omar Abesh. The Tame Nidosh Oshia, she is his. Come with his sausage. We have it. Hoyo Yi. Nitre Yitre. Omar Abune Prey Rabbi Yeshua. Shmamino Tlat. Shmamino Balechai Nitre. Yerushalayim Nitre. Dichu mi kore habi dichu. Moshe Rabut vebachon habat kisikei vori pisrei. Tirachis historii. Viti moche yobi vidomeo pesa. Yongo zoho. Tirachis historii. Viti moche yobi. Yobi bidom of Pesach. Reb Shimon Meir, who acts me called Pesach. Now, so we have a machleike between Rabbon of Shimon Yochoy. If someone in Matris a cable with Israel, and then he gave birth to his Zohar. So the Rabbonim say that the Zohar, the blood, has to be put on pasture until there is a moon. So it will be Yivde. Because that's the Aloche. Because it is Be'ar. If there is a moon, so it's Yivde. Without a moon, it cannot be. So the Shaguf is Lipoka. So, actually, story. Okay, Yobi Dom of Pesach, and she named me, who asked me, calling from God Pesach. She says that the blood itself, without the moon, not a dummy, after a moon occurs in the blood, is called Pesach. But the blood without the moon is called Pesach, because after all, what soul is there in the blood? There is no soul in blood. There is no soul in blood. There is a soul in the mother. There is a soul in the mother. Because the mother is in the living, but the blood is his ocho. Now again, from this chashine, we can deduce that even when somebody is mafkish in the cable of Israel, that is not whole, employ Tom Pesach. So it's not a regular Dushetom in the mother. Because if the only Dushet in the mother is in Dushetom, not in Dushetom, how could the blood be in Dushetom? How could the blood be in Dushetom? After all, he was not managed the blood. He was managed the mother before the mother was Bulbaris. So the whole Dushet in the blood emanates from the mother. Obviously, according to Rav Shimon, the blood is a Yishtzahu, because if the blood was not a Yishtzahu, so how could it be called Pesach? Now, if the blood is a Yishtzahu, so then the mother also had a Yishtzahu, because if the mother did not have a Yishtzahu, so how could the blood acquire the Yishtzahu? He was born in the blood. He was not Beilo. He was not in Menugah at the time of the Hekesh, of that portion. All right. Rav Shimon Eimeir, who adds me, the Korach Pesach, Shmamno, Balachayim, Eilu Nitzchi. So the Gemara is the Kasha against Rav Eishay, Vam Rav Shimon. So the boy the terrors, Amre the Rabbi Sheki Amunon, the Rabbonon the Rabshi, Sirobachim in Mitri, the Akoli Makere, the Tanini Sakamendi, the Hadir Shabakol in Rabshine, Al Kosolobachim in Mitri, the Akoli Makere, so what is the terrors of the boy? That's Rabshine, he said that. Because Rabshine holds, well, Chaim in Mitri, but Rabbon Achilik. So Rabbi Ishe, a call to the Rabbah. Now, let's now turn to the page. Yishleim is mea. A mile report here. A lot of Echen and Echen report is a crisis. A lot of Echen. Domen Tami Nidosh. Osher Shifus Kemi Kipsos. Yeni. Hoyu Nitche Nitche. Tore Chalom Rakshine. Vayidom Amafus Ikeru Yisrake Na Pesach. Sirach is Istoivit. Moche Vyadu Yomeo Pesach. Yod Zoho Yirach is Istoivit. מוכר ביום בידום אוף פסח. ורק שמיני מהיר, הוא עצמי כל פסח. So why does the Gemara Joseph be more as a discussion against Rabbeish and Chrises? Why does the Gemara as a same Kashe against Rabbeich and Abiyah? They, another Kashe, and the Gemara and Chrises, and the Poi Chalom Rav Shimon, is Aliyah Alom Ramon. So what? That's the more aesthetics. The Pravesha says it Ali Drabon. So the question is, the quarrel in my quarrel. So what's the more scasher had by the Makshim? I mean, didn't the Makshim understand? The Pravesha can pass for like Drabon, not like a Shri Hoya, the country. Yochid Rabbi, Allah, the Rabbi. So what's the more scasher? day, kidney polich mechidoye. As long as the mole does it, kitash against Rabbeishi. From Rabshime, who is Yochi, because the Rabbon Rachel can eat. So why couldn't the mole ask kitash from Rabreza? The price of it from Rabreza must be seen to it. It nanter the Rukochi, that the map was the cable of Eilo, the old Zoho, the pleasure in me, who acts me in Kore Eilo. Who acts me in Kore Eilo. So there are three caches of this. One cache is just if the Moe asks the cache, which is that for press against Rabbeishe, from Rabshime, let. Because how can Rabbeishe say there is Yichol, Baba Lachayim, but Rav Shimon says there is no difference. Why does the Gemara say Kashi against Abiha? Another Kashi is, he says, and the Gemara increases, how can the Gemara say Kashi against Rabbeish? From Rav Shimon, when the Rabbon Achilit Rav Shimon. And then the third Kashi is, since the Gemara does ask against Rabbeish, from Yochid, he told Rabbon Achilit, so the boy could ask from Rabbi Eliezer, what does Rabbi Eliezer say? Leave from Rabbi Eliezer, must listen to Gmure. If now, Perikil Kochi, Rabbi Mafish, the king of Eilo, now Eilo has to be a Zoho. Suppose he was Mafish, the king of Eilo, and then he gave birth to a Zoho. So, this is going to Gmure. Yes. Hamafkis nikeva le'ilo v'yom v'zocho, so that Hankame the Rabbonon say, Yirach in Yisdoi, v'yimoche v'yom v'yom v'yom. For the blood itself, before a mum occurs in it, cannot become male, even though there is no intrinsic soul in the blood, per se. So the same, as the pleasure says, who acts me, call me? Who acts me? You call him Ela. So why do you want to ask from the pleasure? He said the same thing as Akshina. Apparently, from Rav Lezer, he couldn't ask. He can only ask from Rav Shimon. Three kashas. All right. Now starts the real difficulty. Yesh leima, hayne tanya the poet of Rav Shimon. By here to Rabon, he had come to Rabon Alei of Gustavo, the Shire of the Gushas Domi, Savadig in Nars, the Gushas Domi, Nars, the Nami Gushago, Ogusago Flehave, Sharon Pesabon and Kayle, Apokabi Kami, after Rabon Alei, Sharon Gushas Domi, Holy. Now, that is so strange, this is. First of all, when Isa says, in the Kushetan and Holiday, it's not like that. Kushetan and there's the fish in the Moya, and in Mila, the Kushetan is Holiday, it's anything. There is nothing in the world on which Kushetan cannot be harmed. You can be Magdish Ashpo, Kushetan and also. Garbage. Why should we say that in English and German holiday there is a halacha by Eifes that cannot be nivde? In other words, let's say if you call is Kodesh in Kodesh Sagu, you cannot play that. Kodesh Sagu is in Pakapu. Unless a mum occurs be the call in the day. Then it can be paid. So by the email, even if it's going to be Shago, so if a Muma occurs in it, it can be paid. Until Muma occurs in it, it cannot be paid. By Aphes, even if a Muma occurs in it, you can still not be paid. So that's only Aloche in Dushis Aguf by Aphes. But here we are talking of Dushas Dobi. Dushas Dobi is Chalon Elisha. Even an Ashpo. So it's Gemara in Mile that prevails. I don't want to go over anymore, but I don't want to spend time. So then Gemara says, "Avridishum just don't know that means they are nasekim shidishum brekabas." They're speaking. There's everything. The whole halacha by it is. There is no pity and applies only to the case of Yisagruf. In other words, somebody was magdish, let's say, a shmitim shmidiyeno, the chivosim. And then a mum occurred in the term on the miyeno. So by the mum occurs, you can be paid it. By all, there is no pity. But if at the very outset you are managing the Shadoki, so then you can be paid there, then it's like Bedeka Bias. That's what the Moreno Yomiyu and Daphne Bay says. But Medro Mamori, Omar Apoka Hasura Mars, Mersa Rohan, but Medro Mamori, she is just Sagu, and Daphne is there. From his there, Abu Dishe, Dushes Domi. So, like a mizbeach, nasek im shi kishu le lega bayis. So it's how on anything, give an ashpo. And then ashpo. So how does they say such a thing? How does they say such a thing? That shayim shedom cholo beifis. It's not like that. You should don't this how on anything. In the world, by Aphes, so if the Aph was discovered to Sagu, so then by the Heime, even though there is a Yusagu, if there is a Gideon, you can be paid it. But by Aphes, you cannot be paid it. If it is a Yusagu, but if you shave the Domo, then you can always be paid it. It's how you can be paid it. And then we have to understand what the sages say. Thesis Kashi was, how can Gemara ask Kashi against Rabbeishi? How can Rabbeishi say there is Dicho? Rabbi Shimon Yochai says there is no Dicho. Adi Masons, Rabbi Shimon, Sayeya Mirabo, They have gone and said there is the hospital. That the blood itself cannot be called the confessor. They have gone and said. Because there is the hospital. So Jesus says, the cash of the moral was, because the machine is here, that the reason is why the Rabbonon Achelet Arab Shimen, Rabbonon Achelet Arab Shimen, is because, not because the Rabbonon hold, but there is Lichu. The Rabbonon have also made it that there is no Lichu. But the reason is because we go on the Shire B'Mushet Bamin, let's say in Hebrew of Israel, so Shire B'Mushet Bamin, some mele nige di nachse dus het domi nachse di namen dus agu u dus het agu vloi hapo shari tes a bob na kira is in case you say say it's up we need to pay I mean at first it says nige di nachse di dus het domi nachse di dus het agu but dus het agu vloi hapo so how do we say nachse di dus het agu di dus het agu vloi hapo. So it's a still named Bay. What does Tesis mean? So apparently, Tesis is saying that there are two types of Dushasdami. There is one type of Dushasdami which is Mamesh Dushasdami. In other words, what is the distinguishing feature of Dushasagu? Dushasagu means, you see, many times the more calls Berekha Dusha Berekha Bayis also Dusha Bayis. Why Dusha Bayis? Because Berekha Bayis, so the Dusha consists of being Mon Hegis Bidyot. What is the definition of Berekha Bayis? Mon Hegis Bidyot? Mon Hegis Bidyot? So it's a dusha in its vosso. When you are magnish, a behemoth leilo, what does it mean? It's kodesh in its vosso. You dedicate it to mitzvah. Berekha Bayis. So is the dusha consists in being mominhead. But dusha is beach, the dusha consists in being kodesh. When it's possible. Kodesh in the sense of dedicated. When it's possible. What does it mean? I magnish the Himalaya. In other words, I magnish this Behemo so that this Behemo will be Mikhar's name. What does it mean? I magnish the Himalishwami. I magnish the Behemo so that it will be aimed for a Kobezishon. I magnish the Himalachatos. Yosho, it means I dedicate this behemoth for the akobe of the chatos and osho. So it's a dushal mitzvah. A dushal mitzvah. So there are two types of dushal domi. There is one type of dushal domi where the whole dusha consists in becoming mominhek. Momin Hegdesh, Momin Babaya. But it's not Kodesh in its vosso. Now let's say, suppose you are Magdish Ashpa. Can be Magdish Ashpa with Berekha Bayis. You can be Berekha Bayis. You can be Magdish Ashpa, Dusha Tominov, Mizbeach too. So, I mean, what does mean, I am Magdish Ashpol Berekha Bayis. What does it mean? It's anything, it's also, I mean, what? Hegdesh has a kima mitzvah. I mean, in heavy garbage. In other words, I am Magdish Ashpol means I declare it as Momin Hegdesh. Momin Kaveh. So, you can be Magdish anything. Hegdesh has come in this day. So that's the Loshna Gemore in Yile Dafi Beis. Bamedvar Mamorim, Gishiyit Yishus Saguf, Vidavim Mizbeach. άγον δύση του σεβδόμου με τα πληστεία να σε κοιμήσει δύση μου δεν καπάεις δεν καπάεις. In other words, so then there is one type of the σεβδόμου με τα πληστεία which means I'm not μαρδίσω της βόσα I'm only μαρδίσω της σεβδόμου the μισβέα. In other words, this dummy should be momentary. This moment should be momentary. And then, if, let's say, you are mardish, let's say, something that is not always there, but you can be mardish, the dummy that is there. So now, you're not mardish at this moment. You only declare that it should become moment of air. Now, it's moment of air. So it's like the Gabbais. So you can speak yet. So you can pay yet. And then the Dushi spoke out, let's say, from the Ashbok. And it's how and moment. And then with that moment, you can buy a call. So there is one type of Dushas dominant is there, which does not have any aspect of Dushas. And what does Dushas Haguf mean? Dushas Haguf means that it's aimed limitzvos. It's kodesh limitzvos. So there is a Dushas Domi who are not magdish limitzvos, just Momin Hegdesh. Like Dushas Berekabayis, Elizabeth. Then there is another type of Dushas Domi. There's another type of Dushas Domi where you are Magdishet in Mitzvos, but not in Mitzvos. So then it means it has a Dushas Aguf. But in view of the fact that it's not Chozer HaKovel, let's say you are Magdishet in Kedel Pesach. So you are Magdishet in Mitzvos for Kol Pesach. But how can it be aimed in Mitzvos? How can it be dedicated le'akode when the kibbe cannot be called Kol Pesach? So the answer is, even though the kibbe itself, the kufa kol itself, is cannot be called in Mitzvos, but the domi of the call can be called in Mitzvos. In other words, a Dushtaguf is how you are Magdishet in Mitzvos for the Akove of Kol Pesach. You are Magdishet in Mitzvos for the Akove of Kol Pesach. And a Dushtaguf is how I'm the Kof, I'm the Bey, I'm the King. But it's a Dushas Haguf without a Kove of the Guf HaKove. But the Mitzvos will be fulfilled by being Makhir the Dom. So how will it be done? In other words, I'm Makhir in the cave of the Pishok. Now this is what the Mishneh Yitzchokhin says, the time and place. Or Zohar ben Shtei Shonim. It's not holy in the Kol Pesach. Here the action story, the Mocheya, the Yibudom of the Midover Lishlomi. Here the action story, the Koposi Afos, Apopisha the Kol Zohar, Harim Kokopua Shmitcho, Sheinu Atzmi Kol Shlomi, Elodom. And that's a raya that the Tanna of this Mishnah holds, Yesh Dichu Balachayim. Because if we say, Ein Dichu Balachayim, so So then you don't have to put it up pasture and wait till you macker. Then you can be macker the compesah. You can even without him, after Pesach, as is one, because the halacha is that Pesach is called for. Suppose you are mafresh a keves, a clay, for a compass. For some reason, you won't market the darkness. You won't market it. After Pesach, it's called a shlomo. So that means that in the Kedushas HaGuf of Pesach, it is not only aimed for the Akrobes Pesach. It's aimed, it's Kodesh and it's also to be covered with the Ashrayim also, in case it will not be covered as a Pesach HaRapes. So then after Pesach, it is covered as well. Because if in the Kedushas HaGuf it will not take effect at the time of the Hekdesh, that it should be Kodesh on Mitzvosot for as a Shlom too, how could you be Makrev as a Shlom after Pesach? After all, you are Magdishet as a Pesach, not as a Shlom. Shlom is one type of call, and Pesach is another type of call. Of call. The answer is, whenever you are Makrev, a clay, a Keset, a Kemes, for the call Pesach, so Yamantisha for Mitzvoso, primarily with Mitzvoso from Pesach, and in the event that it will not be Mitzvoso from Pesach, Yamantisha for Mitzvoso, Mantisha for Mitzvoso, as a Shlom. That's why Mesach HaPesach is called from. Now, the Gemara says here about the Ches, that according to the Mandoma, that they give to our Chai, so then Hamafis and Kevon in Israel, who is Zohar and Shlei Shonim, so you don't have to wait until Muma curves it, and then we Makri, and as a Shlomim after Pesach. But without the Mum, after Pesach, you can Makri as well. But how can you? If the Shagut did not occur in it, obviously, when even when you are Magdish, a Nikkeva with Pesach, or a Zohar and Shlei Shoni with Pesach, so still a Dushas HaGuf of the Mitzvah. What does Dushas HaGuf mean? The Mitzvah. The Mitzvah. So the Dushas HaGuf takes effect. The Mitzvah. The Mitzvah primarily the Mitzvah from Pesach. And in case it's not called as a Pesach, you are Magdishet with Mitzvoso after Pesach Eshlom. But how can you be Magdishet Kede with Mitzvoso? I mean, doesn't make sense. The answer is, it can be Mugdesh with Mitzvoso, not with the Gufa Kom, Gufa Behemo being called as a Pesach, but with the Dom being called. How can he have done it? A Kedushas HaGuf cannot be lifted unless a Muma occurs in it. The answer is, in case a Muma occurs in it, then the Domim will be covered. What do you mean by Domim? Unless you can forget once Muma occurs, and the Kedusha of the Pesach of the Chalam Domim, then you buy a Kevet Zoho or a Kled Zoho, and you'll be marked with it as a confessor. Suppose, let's say, you are marked in Kevet with Pesach many months before Pesach. You put it on question. And then a Muma present. A Muma present, you are following. You become you buy a clay or a kevis your matter with his bombers. So that means the time of the Hekdesh, there was a Dushaguf Chalal and Mikhail too. Limitros. But how can the Limitros of be conceived? How can the Mitzvos of be conceived? In connection with the Nekeva? The Nekeva cannot be called. The answer is the Nekeva herself. But the domain of the Nekeva can be called. What do you mean the domain? Not the money. The money is not called. It means once. Once a woman occurs in the Nekeva, then you are paid it. And the Dushe is redeemed on the domain, on the Madeya. Then you take this Madeya and you buy it. A kebe zocho, or a kle zocho, for a Pesach. And you're marked it, have a Pesach. So that means that at the very outset, when, let's say, in Tammuz, you are mafis, magdish, and kebe Pesach, so in Dushaguf was come. It wasn't a regular Dushaguf. A regular Shlomim. So how could it be called as a Shlomim without a Mum after Pesach? According to Mandoma, that in Dichum Balachayim, and the reason is why the Mishneh, after the Zayin in Beis and Zohar, says that it cannot be called as a Shlomim after Pesach. But we have to wait for a Mum because of the law of Dichum. Otherwise, it would be called itself a Lishman. How could it be called a Lishman? If you told me he has a Kishudan, Mumin Hegesh, it's not Kodesh on Mitzvosa. In order to be called, it must be Kodesh on Mitzvosa. The answer is, Nikeve, so it's not Kodesh on Mitzvosa, that the Guf HaBehemi itself should be called as a Pesach. But it's Kodesh on Mitzvoso that the male should be called as a common person. So, some Mele, it could be called as a Shlomi without the moon. Why does the Mishnah say only the moon? Because of the Loch of Dichu. But when was Mafkas Nikeva with Israel, so then we call it the Shedomi, but it's not the regular Shedomi. It means, in contrast to the Dushes Aguf, where the behemoth itself is called. So here, the behemoth itself is not called, but the Domim of the behemoth is called. But the Dushe was how it's possible to that it, its domain should become. This is what Jesus means. This is what Jesus means. The Yeshua and timely poetry of Shimon, we should be by here to Rabboni. The outcome would be Rabboni Alei, or the double, the Shaykh Bey, which has done. So what it means, Shaya Bishadom, it doesn't mean Bishadom. Anything Shaya Bishadom, it must be Shaya Bishadom. But that Bishadom means not Kodesh on Mitzvosa. Here it means the Shaya Bishadom that it's Kodesh on Mitzvosa, so that the Domi, the Chlipm of that Guf HaBehemo will be called the mitzvahs. That's what the Mishnah is about. Sabre, Migli, Nachsebe, Yushas Domim, Nachsebe, Nami, Yushagun. So it doesn't mean first Yushas Domim is Chal, and then by itself Yushagun is Chal. How does it mean Chal? It means that the Yushas Domim itself manifests itself in a Yushas Aguf with mitzvahs. by being dedicated to the hakover of the domain of the Kuvarim. That's what Nige de Nachse Beidusha's domain, Nachse Beidusha's domain. So he says, Ugdushakov Lehabel. But a regular Dushakov, it isn't. The Kuvarim itself cannot be covered in its hospital. It's only aimed that the male should be covered. But not the Guf HaBeit itself. So, yes, there is a still in the obey. And one in hand, he says, Nigel in Achse bin Yushel Tomi, Nachse bin Amin Yushel Sagu, Ujesh HaGuf Rehabu, Sharei Pesach Bomi and Kevo. Sharei Pesach Bomi and Kevo. So it's a still. And one in hand, he says, first he says, Nigel in Achse bin Yushel Tomi, Nachse bin Yushel Sagu. Yusaguf is chal. And then he says, no, Yusaguf is not chal. Because it's nikevo. It depends what kind of Yusaguf. Yusaguf means kodesh in mitzvos. That's the definition of Yusaguf. Yusaguf of Elam means it's dedicated, it's kodesh, to be calling the mitzvos as an Elam. Yusaguf of Shlomi means it's kodesh, it's aimed, it's dedicated to be calling as an Elam. Yushas Haguf of Chatos means it's dedicated, it's aimed to be called as a Chatos. Yushas Haguf of Shlomi means it's calling, it's dedicated, it's aimed to be Kodesh, to be calling as a Chatos, as an Oshom, whatever. So we have two types of Yushas Domi. We have one type of Yushas Domi where it's not Kodesh and it's also in any way. He's just magdishim. He should become one of the like when Gabbai's. It's not Kodesh, the mitzvah. So you can magdish ashpo if you should run. It's not Kodesh, the mitzvah. It just becomes Roman Hegesh. Now it's Roman Hegesh, and it's not Kodesh, the mitzvah. It has no aspect of the Shusaku. So then it has to be there. It doesn't suppose it is about heart. Even though it doesn't have a move, it's still a speaker. It's still a speaker. And then there's another type of Yushas Domi, where it's really affected with the Kedusha Mitzvosa, the Kedusha Saguf, but not Kedusha Mitzvosa of the Guf HaBeimo itself, but Kedusha Mitzvosa through the Domino of the Beimo. So then you have to wait till Muma goes in. Because the Saguf is Lekokabe. You must have the Mahani. The Saguf is that is not Poka without Pidya. Is not Poka without Pidya. And there is no Pidya and there is no Mu. So we have 24 Mu. So this is what Jesus said. So the outcome would be Rabbanalei. In other words, why are the Rabbanon chilek? So because only the Dovah Mishayichah the Yidushel Domin, he means not Yidushel Domin, Mamesh. He means Yidushel Haguf, where it's immediately mitzvosa, for the Akrobe of the Domin. For the Akrobe of the Domin. So he says, Avol Gavitan, Oshir, Mitami Migdosh, Shiif Rizkan. So there, when he was Mafrish Ikan, so he couldn't be Magdishet, Lumitzvoso, because Lumitzvoso could only be conceived in regard to the Domin. In the Domin, only after Imum occurs, but by enough, even if Imum occurs, if it has a Yishus Haguf, it cannot be needed. So there, the whole Dushe was just a Dushe, not a mitzvosa, but of Momen Hegdish B'Kiyom. So if the whole Dushe was a Dushe of Momen Hegdish B'Kiyom, so Mele, it's not Shaya to say Dichu. Dichu is Shaya when it has a Yishus Haguf, but for some reason, it was pushed off from the Mizbeah. But if you don't let it just go, so what does it mean? It was Nitre from Nitre. It's that connection, it's also. It's that connection, it's also. After the Rabbana made it, Sharon just don't call the Eikes. And he said, I'm not going to be able to do it. We should have a Kaili Mapus in Kiel in Israel. We have a Mesit in Rav Shimon, have a Mino in Zion the Rabbana. And we said, I'm not going to be able to do it. We should have a Kaili Mapus in Kiel in Israel. I have to stop now. I cannot go any further. But with this, we'll be able to understand the Kashi against Tesis, right? But it was Kodesh on Mitzvah. Kodesh on Mitzvah. But not on Mitzvah of the Likuf and Kiel itself, because that's not possible. But the Mitzvah through the domain of the mother, once the mother will have a moon. But as far as the blood is concerned, so he is his Ocho. So he is Ola. He is Kodesh. He has a Kishus Aguf to be calling the Guf Aguad itself because he is his daughter. So it's only because even though he said Kishus Domi, Tesis doesn't mean Kishus Domi Mandish. Like Mandish Ash following his Beah. Where he's not Mandish on his Vosso. He means he's Mandish on his Vosso. It's a Kishus Aguf. But the Kishus, the Mitzvah will be fulfilled. Not for the Akrobe or the Behemi itself, that he gave it, that's impossible, but for the Domain of the Behemi. How can the Behemi, which has a Gishus Haguf, have Domain? You cannot detain it until in Mumakers, or you can tell it from Vesture, until in Mumakers. חצי הבחות סיפורתם, חצי הבחות סיפורתם. מה? Now, if a man says to woman, חצי אך מבידש, so he מבידש. So the question is, suppose he says, חצי הבחות סיפורתם, וחצי הבחות סיפורתם. מה? Since he said at first, half of you in Chotziputo, some may read, so that's not good. So it's not good. In other words, then it's not good for two reasons. First of all, because Chotzi Yisho is not good as is. Secondly, Chotziputo is not good as is. So for two reasons, if we say Pascha. Or if you remain in Eilechu, in other words, say a figure of speech, that's the way he formulated, he expressed it in a very peculiar way. What he meant was, Kulech, Mikudesh Viput. So instead of saying it explicitly, Kulech, Mikudesh Viputo, so he said, Chetzi Abachotzi Puto, Vichetzi Eich, in other words, if we say Posko, so then it means he meant to make two separate dishes of half a woman each, and each separate dushin is for a chotzipot. So then she's not delicious for two reasons. But if we say Meir Heir, then it means he didn't mean to make two separate dushin. But one notion, and he really meant Kuleich Viputa, but he expressed it in an awkward way. So, Chetzer Viputa, the Chetzer Viputa, Mal, King Domala Viputa, so we try to say, only in the case of Chetzer Viputa. The Chetzer Chotziput, now everybody knows, you cannot do the Kaddish, because he put up. So obviously, he didn't mean to make two kedushas. But one kedushin of the whole woman, he put up. But in the case of Chetzer Bikuto, the Chetzer Bikuto now, King Yonah Bikuto, Bikuto, Pastor Nielse. Pastor Nielse, so in this case, so there is no Yehoche that he meant one mission, because after all, maybe he meant two missions. After all, each mission is a five quarter. Or if you more call me Yehoche, it still means one mission. And Kulech, Bishtei Kutas. That's what he meant. In Tintalema, call me Yehoche, Chetzi obi puta yei ki chetzi obi puto limocho mahu mahu. So if he says have a few kadeshes immediately today and then the other half, so the chalei should be tomorrow kino limocho poskei. So in other words, certainly two kedushin, one kedushin the chalais of which is now, the other question, the chalais of which is the mao. Oy dilmo hohe kamalo. Dushmas lem lidne. Mit mao lidne reagli mocho. He really meant kulich mitetes, vishtei potes. But what he meant was that like the achshav v'lach ha-shleishi. So the achshav v'ad mocho. So that's why he expressed it that way. So far, the boy used the expression Bitalema. The less Abaye, in respect to the less Abaye, the Gemara doesn't use the Lashon of Bitalema. Shnei chetzi al b'prut amar, ochel badai b'chadzine kol alo. Suppose he says, your two halves are kudeshes. Kudeshes with one put. So b'chadzine kolom. So here there is certainly good reason to say that it's one kedusha. Not that he is mikdash one half and then another half. But both two hands at the same time, so it's okay. Or if you more emission is kadeshes lahatzoiko. So the pashtes of the Gemara is even though the Gemara doesn't use a lotion of intelena, but it is as in the Gemara said in intelena in all the previous abayas, in all the abayas aforementioned. So the kedushin is longish because pasta. So you could say even in the case of chetzer v'chotzi prote. The Chetzel Chote Proto is Poscha, Mashiach came, so it's only there, because he mentioned it separately. One half of Yom Kadeshes, another half of Yom Kadeshes. Mashiach came in this case, where he says, Shnei Chetzel Proto at the same time. So there, it's more likely that it is like Kulich Kadeshes. But assuming that Chetzer B'chotzi Proto, Chetzer B'chotzi Proto is Meinen Heilich, is Mekudeshes, then there is no need to raise the Abaye of Shnei Chetzer. So Meile, because of that, the Rosh says, that even though the Shikel is a leaf generally is that whenever the Gemara has an abaya the leaf, and the Gemara uses the lotion in Soleima, so then we assume that the abaya is in shat, because the Gemara uses the lotion of leaf in Soleima. But in this case, we cannot even according to the general Shikel the leaf. Even if we accept generally the Shita of the Rif, the Tinti Tzoleima implies the moral station. But in this Gemara, we cannot say that Tinti Tzoleima, just because the Gemara said Tinti Tzoleima meaning Heilechu, Chetzer B'Prutem, Chetzer B'Prutem, Mar, that the Gemara was spatial, that Chotzer B'Chotzer B'Prutem, the Chotzer B'Chotzer B'Prutem. So it's mainly the Hilch. Because if the Gemara was spatial, that even in the case of Chetzer B'Chotzer B'Prutem, the Chetzer B'Chotzer B'Prutem, so is the Kudeshes, B'Vadai, how could the Gemara ask at the end, Shnei Chetzer B'Prutem, Dilma Yish B'Kadash L'Chatzoy, isn't it our theme of logic? That the Gemara was already patient by saying it in Tzoleima, that Chetzer B'Chotzer B'Prutem V'Chetzer B'Chotzer B'Prutem is Nekudesh. Our Haskam L'Chamo, when he said Shnei Chetzer B'Prutem, certainly like many of the Hilich. He said in Basach Ashbi Chetzer. So the Rosh says that even if we generally accept the Shita of the Hilich, the Tinti in Tzoleima means that the Gemara was patient, but here there is a riot from the last Shaila of the Gemara that the Tinti in Tzoleima before was not meant in the sense of being patient, but just in the sense for argument's sake. Because if the Gemara had really meant to be patient, then the Gemara couldn't logically ask maybe Shnei Chetzer B'Pruto and Yishim Kadesh L'Chatzot. This is what the Rosh is. And that's the Shikha of the Raivi Rosh. Except the Shikha of the Rambam. The Rambam. Now let's see the Rashi first. Tosko, the Havali can carry the Chatzot. Many of them, the Rishon Yitzchak was called Namukoi. The Lav Hatzoyinu, the Chotzi Pruto Lav Batise. Kim Yoma be Pruto Pas. The Mehoyo Tchilas Dibure Elo Lechetzio. Vito Leima Shem Katzol Hatzoy. Kol Vieno, Hoyo Vidaito Egin Vayei. Some male some melee, it's one gushin. Let's finish up the Gemara before we move the Rambam up to our Gav. Boye Rove, Shtei Bnei Sayech L'Shnei Bonai B'Prute, Ma. V'hem Dil, V'yosu Shliach L'Kadki. Suppose the father Ruben has two sons. Shimon has two daughters. Now, Ruben's two sons are very. Shimon's, the state points out, Shimon's two daughters are Ktanis. Ktanis or Maris, where the father could be in Kabbalah for them. For them. So suppose Ruben, who has two sons daily, was appointed to Shliach to be Mikadish, the two daughters, the Ktanis, for Ruvain's sons, for Ruvain's sons. And it was spelled out, let's say, the older daughter, which is also Ktan, for the older son of Ruvain, And the younger brother, let's say, for the younger son of Guru, both of which daughters are coming. So, and he gives only one putta for the Kedushin of the both daughters. Ma was amazing, Kabrasino, for he came on them. In other words, it's one Aisin and one Mikabe. Now, alright, Bishwain and Mikabe, you understand? Since he's the father of the daughters whose das is necessary, so he's the Kane. It's his das king, not the daughter's das king. But as far as an Aisin, they are daily. So only because of Shliches he is able to be Mikabe. So it's too lazy. So Tate says, points out that in a Hanami, that lazy in Kabbalah's name is love that, okay, but it only means for some Kabbalah's name. All right, we'll see, I mean, whether it is necessarily like that. And from this we sleep, it's much more not like that. Was an Asian Kabbalah, was on the Kabbalah, let's say, let's explain it according to the thing. We eat him on the year. We deal with what we do as we do. In other words, every Mikudesh says to the Kane has to get it put in for every Mikudesh. Not the Kane has to get it put. And if there are two Mikudesh, two Miskaches, so then the king has to get, the father who is the Das king, has to get one putte for each one. Ushnei bonai, v'nimbos ushli akukade. Take, go your afkot. Bitoch uporos of the putte mahu. Ni aminum bito the hotzit putte uporos of the hotzit putte, as they used to explain. Because in Poros, because only the Yamin Shepor, but not in Gomo. So, really, there is very good reason as why you should say that. You know, I should say that in regard to the other alternative. We are not bit of the Hotzipoto for us on the Hotzipoto, and even though a Paul is not nicknames because it, so how do we say for us on Hotzipoto? The answer is true, the Kinyan will be Mashiach, but he has to pay Dom. So the Hotzipoto is the Dom for the Paul. Oy dilmo bitom to u paros of Mashiach. In view of the fact that the poor is not putting the kesef, some mele, there is a presumption that he meant to give the whole puto for the bas. After all, the poor is not in the business. Because take boy abash bitoch vikako. Ma, so in other words, here it is like in Pitoy, but no explicitly in Pitoy. So there is no explicit in Pitoy, Ma, so then even the beef is made it, that we do not say that the first Abaye was beef. But the way Tesis explains it, so it's like in Pitoy. And this in Pitoy, Ma, is certainly to be understood in the sense of our argument sake, not literally. So, in other words, assuming that in the case of Pitoch Uporos of the Pote, so we say Pitoch Uporos of the Mashiach, maybe it's only there, because it always happens in the case, but Pitoch Uporos of the Pote, where Karaka is the case, maybe he meant not bitter with water, or bitter corn has a in both the test. So each one of hot. Or you do more, my bitter hot for the corn. Or you do more, even in this case, bitter with water, bitter corn has a corn. So really she is bliss. Gosh. Don't talk to me, you're in the put on the catch, boss. I'm all put on the generation of the animal. So it's much more from Russia like this. Kaom Hazoko, he shall ask. Now let's see that. Shes halachim. Amar lo, harei chetzich mikudeshim mikudeshim mikud. The chetzah beputa is the first abay. Oh, you say amar lo, harei chetzich mikudeshim mikudeshim mikud. The chetzah ha'achir mikudeshim mikud. So the second abay, harei zimkudeshim, natsa. Why? Because the Rambam follows the discipline that whenever the Gemara uses the expression Zlema explicitly, so it is to be understood in the sense of being patient Abai. Here, in respect to the first Abai, the Gemara says, and in respect to the second Abai, Abai number two, the Gemara also says he to Tzolema Kol Yehi Meni Reina. So it's Nifshe. It's Nifshe. Harei Yibadash, Baba Yibadash. Oma lo, Chetzia Mekudish Li Yipruta Hayei, Vechetzia Yipruta Lepoha. There's the third of that. So they are it's on. So that you understand. As why the third of I is on. Even the first and the second is Bada Nibadashis. Because the first Abaye, in respect to the first Abaye number one, and in respect to Abaye number two, the Bada says, it's a lema, I'm a veil. But in respect to Abaye number three, the Bada doesn't say, it's a lema, I'm a veil. But then he mentions the fourth Abaye. Even though, but in respect to the fourth Abaye, of course the Gemara doesn't say he determined. The Gemara says, stay equivalent. But since the Gemara raises the fourth Abaye, so it's a raya that the Tzorema in respect to the first and the second was not mentioned in the sense of being patient, but in the sense of for argument's sake, Shnei Chetzer Beprote, Shtei Nisayich, Shnei Bonai Beprote, right, that is, is another name of Olden, Vitach Mekudesh Yisri, Porosach Mekhura Beprote, or Vitach Mekakorach Beprote, Yicholim Mekudesh Yisri. So I say, Omar Avraham, in Susafik, if the case the fourth mind, where the Rambam Paschals, the Sophi, Patient Yishon, Skandeshes, Lechem Tzoyi. So, and he's not Chilik on that, because after all, Gemara says Teiku. But Yishon Shal Milo Lomon, Skandeshes Lam. So it should be a Raya, that Gemara didn't mean the Indim Tzoleim Al Milo, in the sense of being patient, but in the sense of, for argument's sake, assuming, but I will cool myself. So the pshat, the raivet is not that the raivet is chilek and shittim that generally agrees, but he has also said, we have a special raya from the Gemara, that Yidim Tzoleima was mentioned by the Gemara only in the sense of our argument's sake, assume, not in the sense of it's nifty. The Bagi Mishnah says, Eilu Abbeis Chalofi, Shehizkir Abbeinu, Raiz Bimboi. Yintim Troima Shem Kudeshes, Rabbeinu Pesik Bichol Mokim Kintim Troima. Aber als Posa und Kosa, wenn ich mache, die Schnee hätte er befruchtet, zwei und ich nicht kommen, die kommen aber halt sind nicht, weil du auch es halt im Tegel. Weil der Reihe, die kommst nie doch, weht, die Lichten, die kommen aus dem Wiesel, und ich habe so einen Klau, Maschba, die Verleichen, die kommen auch kurz die Klau, einem Gedächtnis. אל מבדה אין מסתברה די ביחולה בסוף עם קודש. עד כאן בו, דרש בו, וזה דעס הרייבה צהל, רב ומברום צהל, בסגי זה. ומכל לא כנאים דברי מוכחת. הסתת מוכחת. וואי, תכיב אם תחזינו בלמוד. In other words, even though what the Rashbo and the Rambam say makes very good sense, very good. But it's not conclusive. Why? The Chinder has in a big boy. The Behana Amrin, the Torian Kudeshes, who was a king boy, Kodish Nechatsa, the Kute, Mashma, the Inu Yadet, the Dibu Kalosh, the Tfeinu. So it's not look. In other words, assuming like the Shit is on Eve, so the Mele, there is a Raya from the Rosh Nag More, that the Gemara holds that the Loshon of Chetzer B'Prute and the Chetzer B'Prute or Chetzer B'Chotzer B'Prute, the Chetzer B'Chotzer B'Prute or Chetzer B'Prute is more indicative of Kulach B'Kudesh Esri than Shnei Chetzer B'Prute. But, all right, that's the time. Because after all, the Gemara uses the Rosh in the Tzoleima. But the Rosh is right on the plain logic. So if we say the Chetzer B'Chotzi Prute, the Chetzer B'Chotzi Prute is meaning the Hilich, Al Haskam Lechamo, Shnei Chetzer B'Prute, when he said it in Vasachas, certainly meaning the Hilich. Certainly meaning the Hilich. But the Bagi Mishnah says, it's not much. And then, let's see what the Loshon of the Ritva is. Thank you. You see, just have in mind what the Rambam says and the Rashba says. So they both take it for granted that on the basis of plain logic, if we say Chetzioch, Biputel, Chetzioch, Biputel, Chetzioch, Chotziputel, Chetzioch, Chotziputel, Meine Behelech, even though he mentions each Chotzi separately, so Haskama Bechamo, Shnei Chetzioch, Biputel, he's certainly Meine Behelech. That's what they assume. Let's see the motion of the Bitva. The Hodi Boy, Shnei Chetzioch, Biputel, Koshalim, Kashalim, the Vadai Lavi Lechomeinu, who is Choy Mesa. Shouldn't he ask the Kasha the other way? He says, he should say, if he had agreed with the Raivet's logic and the Rashbos logic, he should say, Vodi Boy, Shnei Chetzer Bifrute, Kashalim, Hovadai Lechomeinu. The Kolchmo, that's what the Raivet would say, and the Rashbo would say, but he says just the reverse. He says, the Vadai love Pirichomeinu, Luchtoi Nesam. In other words, here it should be Pshitis, that's initial Bresh Lachtoi. Because he said, Shnei Chetzir, Yesh Leima, Taine Boya, Baya, the Chibin Luchtoi Nishabein, Inam Gresh. In the Umo King, the Tabayah Tzoyin Baradodero said, in the Kahu, the Hosh Katzoy, the Chimosh Nag Molnachia. So we see there is a machlekes between the Raivet and the Rashbo on one end and the Bitva on the other. The Raivet and the Rashbo, the Perantim and the Rosh, and the other Rishim also. All the Rishayim who are Masik and the Rambam have the same thing. They unanimously agree, all these Rishayim who are Masik and the Rambam agree that Shnei Chetzer B'Pruto partakes more of Meinu Behelech than Chetzer B'Pruto V'Chetzer. Why? Because he says at the same time, Vashet in the Mitzvah, he and the country says the reverse. The Shnei Chetzer B'Pruto does not partake in any way of Menachem. Why? What's the logic? Now, this seems to be a very thin, abstract distinction. Apparently, there is a difference between the nature of addition and the nature of multiplication. When you say one half plus one half, so actually it's not two numbers. It's one number. It's one half and another half. It's not two numbers. Mashem came if in multiplication, when you say two times a half, two halves. So then it is really two halves. When you say one half plus one half, or let's say you say two plus three. So 2 plus 3 means 5, you see. It's not just that it's equal 5. 2 plus 3 is 5, you see. Because one number involved in addition is not a number by itself. It's part of the numbers. Machine in multiplication, when you say 2 halves, so two halves is two halves, but two halves is equal to one. But two halves is to have this. To have is to have. Let's say, when you say one half plus one half, so one half plus one half is one. It's not only equal to one, it is one. It's not just equal to one. That's one. But two halves is two halves. But two halves is equal. Equal to one. Maybe I sound like talking hair splitting, you know, Higoya. But it makes sense. You see, that's the shite. That's the shite of the ritual. In other words, when he says chetzir b'chotzi prute v'chetzir b'chotzi prute or chetzir b'prute v'chetzir b'prute, so then the only reason so then the only reason as to why we say we could so the odds so the only reason as to why we could say Posko, because he mentioned it separately. But otherwise, if he didn't mention it separately, so, you know, let's say, suppose he'll say, the sum total of one half plus one half of you is the Kodashis. For this Kodashis, in the sum total, for the sum total of one half Pluto plus one half, then the divine will be masculine. Because then he's in effect saying that the whole, what is the sum total of one half of you, what is the sum total of half a foot and half a foot, one foot? So then in effect he's saying, Kulach Mekadesh and Bekut. Mashein came in the case where he says, Chetzer Bekut. So then we can say, since he mentioned it separately, so it's two Gushus. He's Mikadish one half and he's Mikadish another half. So the whole Shaila is whether it's one Gushus or two Gushus. Where his Kavone is to make one Gushus. So then we inhale it. Because if we say that his Kavone is to make one Dushan, so then it's considered as if he said the sum total of one half of you and one half of you is Mikudeshes for the sum total of one half Pute and one half. Then certainly it's one Dushan if you would express himself like that. But he expressed himself differently. He said, one half of you is Mekudeshes for a Chotzit Pute, one half of you, and one half of you. So maybe it's Kavonis to make two Gushus. But if he had been sure that his Kavone had been to make one Gushus, then she's certainly Mekudeshes. Mashein came in the case of Shnei Chetzer B'Pute, so then there is no doubt that and that's the reason. So then there is no doubt that it's one Gushin. That's one Gushin. And since it's one Gushin, that's the logic of the rituals. The ritual says just the reverse of the Raivan, the Rashbam. Why? It seems, according to common sense, the Raivan and the Rashbam right, the reason, the answer is no. indicates a corresponding form. So there is a fundamental distinction between the case of Chetzer Bepute, the Chetzer Bepute, Chetzer Chotipute, the Chetzer Chotipute. So the Shaila is, is his Kavone to make two Gushens or one Gushen? Or one Gushen? And the only reason as to why we should say that the Imkudeshes is because maybe his Kavone is to make two Gushens. What it means, or Lema Menev Helecho means, his Kavone is to make one Gushen. If his Kavone is to make one Gushen, so it is just as if he said, the sum total of one effort and one effort is the Gudeshes. One protein, two proteins. In that case, he certainly will be the Gudeshes. So then it's one Gushen, he says. And the Shiloh is only maybe possible because he didn't say the sum total of one FU and one of a few. He said one FU Kodeshes for Hatsukot and the other half of you. So maybe his Kavon is to make two separate Gushens. But once it is assumed that his Kavon is to make one Gushen, then it is just as he said, the sum total of one half and one of you is the Kodesh for two quarters, for one thing. Masha'itin labayim, shnei chetzer b'pote, then it's definitely one Kodesh. Then it's definitely one Kodesh. So, that's the reason as to why the Haidah and the Rashba say, so, if there is more of a reason to say that she's the Kodesh. Because saying Budeshes. But the Ritva says, no, he is asking Kashelo. In this case, we cannot say any Melech. So the Melech certainly, so he says, so the Ritva has the Kashe. The Father of Abimelech Meneu, who is the Choyne Islam. So in other words, even though it's one Gushen, but in the case of Chetzer Bepute, Chetzer Bepute, if we say Meinev Helech, so it means he said in effect the sum total of the half and the half is Nikudeshes for it. But in this case, he said, you do have something. Not the sum total of two halves, but you do have something. So then the Ritva says, the Chim, Tanya Bayim, the Chim, the Chatzoyim is Chamen, but it says, Oy Gilmo, Chim, Tavaya, Chatzoyim, Badode, or say, Mikach, that's apparently the Shittas Rambam. So the Shittas Rambam is like the Ritva. Okay. Cases. Today, I have to give you a very short shiur on the doctor's order. Chetzer b'pute v'chetzer b'pute. V'im teima amay lo yoyil bo lo yoma lo yil v'rikosh b'gushim b'pulo el mishum v'ike das acheres ואם נסחצו אל משהו שמאס אבל מודיעים שנסחצו בכולו פשטו בושו לכולו לא אחרי כל הדייטה שנסחץ בכולו This is a very strong kashi. The more is the kashi, why do you